Hello, and welcome to Paul's English Podcasts, with me broadcasting from under my desk, where I live. This podcast is all about strange British laws. You'll find a link to a worksheet and transcript on the webpage. Try to do the listening and tasks first before you look at the transcript. While you listen, make notes of the different words and phrases I use to talk about permission and obligation. Now, the UK is a lovely country. The weather is fantastic. The food is absolutely delicious. And everything is really cheap.
I've mixed up my countries, haven't I? The UK, yes, it's nice. Anyway,
one thing you need to know, however, is that the UK has some very strange laws and rules. Ensure yourself in the style you've become accustomed to. If your home can't be lived in, we will find you alternative accommodation that matches your current property for up to 3 years, or a maximum value of £150,000. Call us on 0800 042 0326.
Irene told her bridge partner her grandson's a film star. He plays background tourist 4 in a Bollywood movie.
We all bend the facts now and then, but advertisers aren't allowed to. If an ad isn't legal, decent, honest, and truthful, it mustn't run. We believe in craftsmanship, because that's what takes a design from simply doing to delighting. Take it from our collections, though, like the new Wardley chair, which features individually turned spindles, a sculpted seat, a curved backrest that hugs you, and the emblematic swallowtail detail that appears throughout the collection. All the pleasure of outdoors, indoors. Glass verandas offer a unique extension to your living space, the ultimate patio transformation, where balmy summer evenings last even longer, and your garden can be enjoyed throughout the year. Isn't it time to bring your inside outside?
Extract from the short story, Give a Girl an Education.
It is a fact well known that a teacher in possession of a wife is in need of money,
sighed the master to himself as he looked out of the window.
I am sorry, sir.
He turned round. His pupils, all girls, all aged between 8 and 13, and who, all told, he had calculated, brought in the princely sum of 3 shillings a week to the Bennett household via the kind auspices of the Reading Ladies' Boarding School, looked at him expectantly. He looked at the questioner.
It is nothing of consequence. Have you written your lesson?
Yes, sir.
Well, repeat it to me.
The girl, one of, he had to admit, his brighter stars, albeit one of the poorest, stood up and began to recite the lesson she had just written down. He turned back round to the window, striving to give the impression he was listening intently, but in fact he felt little but boredom. The wind was rising slowly, and rain was trickling down the windows of the schoolhouse, which was in fact a dilapidated gateway building. A cart rumbled through the mud underneath, and to his left the sound of church bells rang slowly.
I wonder who has died, he thought.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobble streets silent, and the hunched quarters and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black fishing boat of bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock, the shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds. And all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now.